Welcome back to part two of the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And in the second part of today's show, I will speak with local musician John Masonholder of the band called Come On FM, and who is also the organizer behind the annual two-day music concert called Feverfest. I will also have some health news in this segment and some music. So let's start part two of today's show with a song by Come On FM. It's a cover song by the Sheepdogs, originally done by the Sheepdogs, and the song is called Who Do You Belong To?
Everybody, how it goes. Try to understand it, and I try not to lose. But how can you really win when you must pick and choose?
Music has a wonderful way of bringing people together, and when it's combined with a good cause, the impact can be even greater. That's the idea behind Feverfest, an annual event that showcases local musical talent while raising funds for important organizations in our community. This year's festival promises 2 days of great entertainment, community spirit, and generosity, with proceeds benefiting three deserving charities: The Pet Connection, Wazaw Estree, and the Alzheimer's Society. Joining me today is John Masonholder, local musician, member of the band Come On FM, and the organizer behind Feverfest. We'll be talking about this year's lineup, the charities being supported, and how the community can get involved in making a difference while enjoying some fantastic live music. Next up, I welcome to the Townships at 12, John Masonholder. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome John Masonholder to the Townships at 12. Now, John is in the band Come On FM, and he's well known in the community in general. He's been organizing this concert, this charitable concert, for quite a few years now, and it's called Fever Fest, and that's usually in July. So welcome, John.
Hi.
Now, for listeners who may not be familiar with it, what is Fever Fest, and how did it get started?
Fever Fest didn't start as Fever Fest. Fever Fest started as a backyard party for friends of ours that had bands and just wanted to hang out. It used to be on St. John the Baptist Day on June 24th. And we would just get together, play some music outside, go for a swim in the pool, have, you know, just a fun time. But then at one point, one of my friends, Mike Goodsell, he had a band called Royal Mail, and they wanted to have a reunion of the band with all the original members. And I said, sure, we can do it in my backyard. But my girlfriend, Jody, said, well, if you're going to have a big party like that, you're going to raise the money, you got to give it away. And I'm like, okay. So that's where it started. We raised a bunch of money for a couple of charities, and we've been doing it ever since.
Okay, how many years has it been going now?
As best I can figure, it's kind of hard for me to remember exactly when we started this, but I would say it's about 14 or 15 years.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, this year's event supports three organizations, the Pet Connection, Voisin Estrie, and the Alzheimer's Society. Now, why did you choose these charities?
Well, the Pet Connection was our initial one, one of the initial ones that we started from the very beginning. And, you know, what Jen does with the dogs, the rescue, and basically we help pay for some of the vet bills for the sterilization and the maintenance of all the cats and the dogs that go through. Traditionally, I'm very traditional. I'll stick with, you know, if it works, I'm going to go with that. The Alzheimer's Society, my mom suffered from Alzheimer's, and she suffered with that for like 25 years. And the Alzheimer's Association of Sherbrooke really helped out the helpers, the people who have to deal with that. They were very helpful to my father. So we picked them. And Moisson Estrie, well, Moisson does tremendous good locally. They essentially help out all of the smaller organizations with controlling the food and distributing the food, and you know, nothing goes to waste with them. And they help us out by giving us the meat, the hamburger meat and the hot dogs, and they get the buns for us and everything. So everything that we sell that they give us, we give them back in cash. Like 100% of it goes back to them. So they're very, very helpful.
Yeah, definitely three very deserving organizations. Okay, Fever Fest has become a showcase for local talent. Why is it important to provide opportunities for local musicians to perform?
A lot of these guys are customers of mine, guys and girls are customers of mine. You know, things I'm in the guitar business, and I love to encourage them, and they like to play for their friends. They like to play for other musicians, and a lot of the bands that will come, come to, you know, play something that's a little bit out of the ordinary that they would normally play, like say if they're a bar band or whatnot. And, you know, in a bar you have a certain, it's not restricted, but I mean, you know, there's certain things that you have to play. Here, like one of the rules, it's a joke rule, but, you know, don't play Sweet Home Alabama, play something else. You know, play something that's gonna make people in front of you go, and they love that. The musicians love that. So it's a lot of musicians playing for musicians.
Okay, that is interesting. How many performers and bands will be taking part this year?
I think it's 14 different bands. I can't remember exactly, but I think it's 14.
Okay.
And we got, you know, we all kinds of styles. There's a country band, there's a Latino band, there's the Gypsy band. I got to give a shout out to the guys from Gypsy Soul, because they have played every single one of these, save for two, I think, for the last 15 years. They've opened up the weekend, and they're just, you know, they're just great guys.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of returning favorites and some new ones too?
Yes, some new ones. Mike Goodrow is going to be playing this year for the first time. I'm really happy I got him. He's been wanting to play this for quite a while now, and the stars sort of lined up. So he's going to be closing the show on the Sunday night.
He is a big name here in the townships. That's great.
He definitely is.
Okay. Now, as a musician yourself and a member of Come On FM, you'll be playing too, your band. Oh. What do you enjoy most about being part of the local music scene?
The variety. There's so much variety in the Eastern Townships. There's folk bands, there's rock bands, there's blues bands, there's punk bands, there's classic rock bands, country bands, of course. There's such variety. And the level is good. You know, there's a really good level of musicianship around here that you don't always get to see when you see them in an environment like a quote unquote commercial environment. You know, so here we get to cut loose a little bit and pull out some songs that you wouldn't normally play. You know, it's a lot of fun.
It is. It sounds like a lot of fun. It's a 2-day festival, so that's a major undertaking. What goes on behind the scenes that people don't see?
Well, it is if you don't have all the toys. I have all the toys. I have all the sound system. I have all the lights. I have all of that stuff. So I just pull it out of the garage, set it up. I have all the musical instruments. Nobody has to bring any drums or anything like that. Everything is set up and ready to go. Between each band, it's an average of 5 to 8 minutes, the changeover. It's done really, really quickly. The sound system is top-notch. You can't get a better sound system than what I'm putting in my backyard. So it's easy. It's, you know, relatively easy for me, but that's because I have all the toys. So, and after 14 years, it's like, okay, time to do it.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the biggest challenges and the biggest rewards?
At the end, when it's all done and the place is all cleaned up and we pulled it off again, and we spend the next couple of weeks handing out the money and making sure doing the final calculations and everything, and it's done and off the next year. We don't think about it until about April.
Okay.
Then we start thinking about it again.
Now, what can people who attending expect besides the great music? Will there be food vendors, any other activities and attractions?
Yes, we have Corey Stone on the barbecue making a return this year. So it's hamburgers and hot dogs, again, with all the proceeds going to Moisson. And it's a BYOB, bring your own alcohol. We do have the brewery. They're giving me some beers for the musicians, so they have their own beverages. But I'm not selling any alcohol. But the food is available. We have tents for the weather in case it's too hot or it's raining. Doesn't matter. We have giant tents, and all of that is part of the infrastructure. Part of every year, it's the same setup.
Okay, how has the community responded over the years to Feverfest?
They keep coming out. They keep coming out. Some days, in the middle of the afternoon on the Saturday, there might be 400 people here. It's great fun.
Well, that's a lot of people. My goodness.
Yeah, people coming in and out over the weekend. I would say over the entire weekend, there's anywhere between 550 and 650 people that come through. We have the parking, so it's not a problem.
That is great. I guess you need it. Do you have a memorable moment from a past festival that stands out in your mind?
A couple of years ago, there was a band from Mexico that came in called the Mutant Beans. They came on, and I didn't know these guys. I had no idea who they was. They were the... one of the local promoters had booked them and said, "You'll love these guys." And then they were setting up. And I'm going, well, these guys, you know, they seem to know what they're doing. And then they started playing. My goodness. What a show that they put on. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, you'll get a band and it's like, what is going on? Oh, my goodness. There's, there's some good performers out there. They didn't just play the music. They put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a band that's worth looking up, the Mutant Beans. I think they're actually on tour in Quebec right now.
Oh, okay. Do you have a lot of volunteers or any sponsors?
We have sponsors from the Baylor building that does all the big farm buildings and stuff.
Okay.
They sponsor the facilities, the washrooms. They sponsor those. I have there's a fellow out west who sends me a little bit of money for every year for the tents and infrastructure. And there's my father chips in some money, and there's a few other people that chip money. Essential Motors, that's right. A bit of money every year. Usually by the week before the show, all the infrastructure is paid for. So we always start the weekend at zero. So anything that was collected goes... is donated. I give away a few guitars and raffles and stuff like that. We do a half and half type of raffle. I'll give away some guitars and stuff like that.
Okay. Why do you think music is such a powerful way to bring people together and support good causes?
Emotion. It's connection. It's you have to play together to play music, and by being together, you can move forward and you can find joy. There's joy in music. It doesn't matter the style.
Mm-hmm. That is actually so true. For someone who has never attended Fever Fest before, what would you say to encourage them to come out this year?
If you don't like the band that's playing, wait 45 minutes to a half an hour. There'll be a new one.
Okay. Where can people find some information about the dates? What's the dates and the times and the full lineup?
The full lineup is available on the Facebook page. The Fever Fest, all you got to do is put Fever Fest 20 and you'll land on the event page. There's the poster there with full band lineup. 2026, okay. Yeah, sorry. I'm still last year.
Well, that's understandable. Now, if you could put together your dream Fever Fest lineup with any three musicians or bands, living or deceased, who would you invite and why?
Well, it's got to be Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and the Rolling Stones.
That was fast.
How's that? And have the Beatles open up. Is that a good lineup?
Yeah, that is a good lineup. Good. Anything else we left out that you'd like to add, John?
No, that pretty much covers it. I hope to see everyone. I hope it's always a good time. And you can come up to me and talk to me. Sometimes I'm really, because I do the sound and everything at the same time. But, I mean, I try to find a few minutes to talk to everyone who comes over. And, by the way, one thing, I'm in search of an MC this year, because my normal MC is, believe it or not, is at a festival in northern Quebec on that weekend. So I don't have him. So if any of the listeners think they can MC for a couple of days, that would be awesome.
Okay. Is this a paid position or a volunteer?
It's a volunteer position. Everybody's volunteering.
Okay. And the dates again for the Fever Fest?
July 25th and 26th.
Okay, that's a nice time of the year. Okay, that's great. Well, we thank you very much. We've been talking with John Masonholder. He's the organizer behind the popular Fever Fest, the summer music festival here in the townships. And all the proceeds go to three different charities, and that's on July 25th and 26th. So thanks very much, John, and all the best.
You're very welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And next up, we have our health news for you here on the Townships at 12. Now, summer is a wonderful time to enjoy the outdoors, but it's also the season when mosquitoes, black flies, ticks, and other insects are most active. While most insect bites are harmless, they can be itchy, uncomfortable, and sometimes lead to more serious concerns. The best treatment for insect bites is prevention. When spending time outdoors, especially in wooded or grassy areas, wear light-colored clothing, long sleeves, long pants, and closed-toed shoes whenever practical. Using an insect repellent approved by Health Canada can also help reduce bites. It's also a good idea to avoid standing water around your home, as mosquitoes breed in stagnant water. Ticks deserve special attention because they can carry Lyme disease. After spending time outdoors, check yourself, your children, and your pets for ticks, especially around the scalp, underarms, waist, and behind the knees. If you do get bitten, the first step is to wash the area gently with soap and water. Applying a cold compress for 10 to 15 minutes can help reduce swelling and itching. Over-the-counter anti-itch creams or antihistamines may also provide relief. Try to avoid scratching, as this can irritate the skin and increase the risk of infection. Most insect bites improve within a few days. However, seek medical attention if you develop a spreading rash, significant swelling, signs of infection, difficulty breathing, or flu-like symptoms after a tick bite. A little prevention can go a long way towards making your summer more enjoyable. By taking a few simple precautions, you can spend less time scratching and more time enjoying everything the season has to offer. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. I would like to thank my guests on today's show. In the first half hour, Nancy Beatty, director of the Lennoxville and Women's Center, celebrating 45 years of the center. You can find them at Friendship Day. They have a booth. Pick up a cookbook if you wish and help support them. And also look them up online. And in the second half hour, local musician and organizer of the Fever Fest, John Masonholder. Check out Fever Fest 2026 on Facebook and to get all the information. And don't forget, Fever Fest happens on July 25th and 26th. It's a two-day event, and the location is 2845 Glenday Road in Lennoxville. It's not far from Bishop's University. And if you have an idea for a future interview or you have a community announcement, please email me, cjmqnews@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll close today's show with a song by Bryan Adams, Summer of 69.
Got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime, played it till my fingers bled.